We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Roto Grinders today. I'm Jordan Cooper, aka Blender Ed, Blender HD. If you want to follow me on Twitter, and it's Thursday, November 2nd. We'll be taking a look at tonight's Thursday night football game on DraftKings for Showdown, Steelers versus Titans. Hit that thumbs up button. Give me those thummy thumbs. You know how much I like those. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell to always know when we go live. Joined from now. I think the temperature here may match the temperature where TJ is, all the way up in Saskatchewan, right? It's like 42 degrees here. I mean, that's probably like that's shorts wearing weather up over there. But the cold has finally got to me. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's 25 degrees right now here, but a high of 38 today, and then we're just in the basically mid-30s all week. Oh, I don't know if it's the seasonal depression or if it's LaMelo Ball being 1 point short of all my Prize Picks cards and underdog cards hitting yesterday, but feeling a little blue this morning. So happy to be doing the show, happy there's some Thursday night football, and ready to dive into it.
Okay, and we'll be talking a lot about our new tool here at Roto Grinders. It's called SimLabs. It's in beta, but it's free to use for tonight's slate as well as Sunday's main slate. So take a look at it if you want to play around with it. This is going to be available to only premium Roto Grinders members soon, and it's currently we just have it for DraftKings NFL, but FanDuel will be added, NBA will be added, MLB, when MLB comes finally back, you know, when the season starts up again, other sports, MMA, PGA. So take a look at this, and this ties in. I just want to highlight, we come out with a premium article every showdown. So, I mean, we're specifically talking about showdown today, where our projections and ownership and everything are run and simulated. Contests are simulated out 10,000 plus times. We always have these, you know, the roster construction breakdowns. It's like these outputs I show on these shows all the time. I haven't been showing for years. This is the same process that the SimLabs use. Essentially, you're seeing the back end of this output of what the construction types look like in the top 0.1% optimal outcomes, captain usage, flex usage, all that type of stuff. That all comes together in SimLabs. And you can customize SimLabs to simulate contests that fit your play style, whether it be large field, small field, single entry. Do you want a diversified set of lineups? Do you want a very narrow set of lineups? There are advanced functions where you can even weight the sim rating, the rating of the lineup differently based on correlation, based on ceiling, based on ownership, based on projection, or based on game play-by-play simulation. So you could go through and find the lineups that include the players, include the type of game script that you want, and see how they score up and stack up against other lineups with all of these ratings. So we're going to show some of that on today's show. But TJ, we get a classic Thursday night football game, which means neither team has an implied team total over 20. Pittsburgh 19.5, Tennessee 17. Welcome to Thursday night football. I mean, I'm not excited to watch the game, but from a showdown perspective, I mean, we have a good amount of options to use, right? I don't like being duplicated that much in large fields, so I like when there are a lot more options that are available to us, and there's not many that, like, stick out completely. We don't have those the slates with the 49ers where it's like, okay, McCaffrey. Or we have A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts for the Eagles. Like, we're like one guy sticks out. I mean, Derrick Henry is the highest-priced player on the slate. We have DeAndre Hopkins at 11.2. We have two young quarterbacks, Levis and Pickett. But, I mean, are you that confident or comfortable captaining an 11K plus Henry or Hopkins for a 17-point implied total Titans team?
Hopkins in tournaments, maybe, but I think I will try and avoid Derrick Henry at that spot because I don't necessarily foresee a big Derrick Henry game, but Hopkins with the potential script of Tennessee getting behind, we saw his and Levis. How do you say the quarterback's name? Is it Levis?
Levis? Like the pants.
Maybe it's like the pants. I'm not sure. I didn't watch the game last week, so I'm not sure. But I would take a shot on Hopkins before I would take a shot on Henry. But I agree with you. There are lots of options, and I think we could go with somebody cheaper this week.
Are you less inclined to include a 11.2K DeAndre Hopkins now that it's expected he's in the projections that Treylon Burks is back? I know they play different roles, but I mean, Treylon Burks essentially is an outside wide receiver two for the team. You have Westbrook Ikhine still there. I mean, I would say that, yeah, I know that Hopkins scored three touchdowns last game on four catches, six targets, or whatever it was, that line. I feel like, just based on our projections and just how the pricing is, that I'm much more inclined to take a shot on the Steelers guys as captains, like Pickens or Johnson or one of the quarterbacks. Like, it just feels like you hamper your lineup a lot. Like, if I plug in DeAndre Hopkins a captain, right, and I correlate that a little with Will Levis, like 5,900 average remaining player salary, I mean, you're kind of getting stuck playing, the Calvin Austin, Kyle Phillips, Connor Haywards down here. I'm just not convinced on this slate that there's any one person that may have such an outsized score that you're going to like need them in the captain. So it's less likely that I use an expensive captain and more than a mid-range captain. Because let's say even DeAndre Hopkins or Derrick Henry puts up the most points on the slate. Maybe the most points is 16. And then one of these 7K guys puts up 13. Like, just from a salary dynamic perspective, the optimal lineup is going to have the cheaper captain in it because you're not going to be able to fit like the 12 to 14 point guys into one lineup. So what are your thoughts outside of the Titans, the Pittsburgh guys? Because all these guys are like in the mid-range. Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren. Are you more or less inclined to use the running back? So you're more inclined to use the wide receivers? Because I'm I'm getting the sense, and I look at our simulation output, that I may have more Steelers in my lineups than Titans.
The guy I'm probably most interested in using is George Pickens. Big play upside, gets the targets. But I don't even think it's crazy to take shots on guys like you mentioned previous, Treylon Burks, if you don't want to do a DeAndre Hopkins, because like Burks only had two targets last week, but it was his first game back from injury. He should be a little bit more comfortable this one. And like you said, it's a low total game. All it may take in this one to be an optimal captain, maybe one large broken touchdown. And I'd be more inclined to just jam in and force in DeAndre Hopkins if those three touchdowns came along with like 11, 12 targets last game. But with it only being six, that kind of shows me that like, yeah, there were some big plays. That was great. But half of his targets were touchdowns. That's not really a sustainable production pace. And so somebody like Treylon Burks, I don't think it's crazy to take a shot on. And then George Pickens would probably be my favorite Pittsburgh player to do it with in tournaments. But to me, this seems like a good slate to even try some Nick Folk or Chris Boswell at the captain position. Both of them are projecting for like 1%. This could be a game where each team only scores one touchdown, but the kickers kick three or four field goals and they're the highest scoring players.
And the same thing you could say for the DSTs. Underneath these guys, the cheap guys. So, like, if you're going to play a Henry, you're going to play a Hopkins, you're going to play quarterbacks. Underneath the DSTs and kickers, we got Nkongwo, Burks, Westbrook, Akine. But we also got, like, you know, Pat Freiermuth is out. You got Connor Hayward there. You have Allen Robinson kind of not doing much. Calvin Austin, Kyle Phillips as like their fourth wide receiver, or Chris Moore. And then it kind of gets kind of shaky. Once you start getting down here, you get the guys that you'd be happy to even see them on the field for a snap, right? And go, oh, here's some opportunity. Maybe they're the one that catches one. Out of the cheapies on both sides, on the Titans as well as the Steelers, who would be your preferred option if people needed, you know, they're playing one lineup, they're playing single entry. Who do I plug in? I need salary savings in order to get the guys at the top. Who's your preferred option on the Steelers? Who's your preferred option on the Titans? Underneath the defenses and kickers.
So on the Steelers, it would be Connor Hayward. But if you're trying to get something maybe a little lower owned, Hayward is going to push 15, 20% ownership today. So if you have a somewhat chalky lineup, you're looking to get different. I would go with Calvin Austin, 1.8K. I think most people in that range are going to flock to Allen Robinson or Connor Hayward if they can afford it. But Calvin Austin is a guy that now that Deontay Johnson's back, he doesn't get near as much time on the field, but they give him design plays. And in a showdown slate, I always like somebody who gets design plays because they get it. Even though they may not get many touches, they're typically high value touches and touches that they could sometimes break for a long way. So he could get caught on a fly route. He could get an end around that he breaks. Calvin Austin would be my favorite contrarian option for Pittsburgh. Connor Hayward, my favorite kind of optimal option. And then from the Tennessee side of things, it would be either Westbrook Akine at 3.4K. Or no, it'd be like Treylon Burks at 3.8 is just so stupidly cheap with such high upside. Like he would be my top option. But if you need to get really cheap with it, I do think you can play Kyle Phillips at $800.
To make the bull case a little bit more for Calvin Austin, here's something that you see most Steelers games. If you're not watching the game, right, let's say you're not watching a Steelers game, which on Sundays you typically aren't watching the Steelers game because they're not very good games. Pretty much during that 3 hours, you could flip a coin probably. And the likelihood of getting the update that Deontay Johnson is in the medical tent is pretty high, right? He's someone that gets injured all the time. And the guy that would fill in for Deontay Johnson's role is Calvin Austin, not Allen Robinson, not these other guys. So if anything, maybe you set a rule in groups and you say, any Johnson and any lineup that has Calvin Austin don't have Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting way to go about it. And that's, you're absolutely right. When we saw Johnson out, Allen Robinson just kept doing exactly what he was doing. George Pickens got more targets, but was staying in the same spot. And it was Calvin Austin just plugged in there.
Okay, so this lineup HQ we're showing on the screen. And typically, like I said, you'd set up groups, right? What construction types, you'd change exposures, you do all of this. Essentially, in lineup HQ, you're using our player projections and ownership projections to kind of hack the three levers of DFS together, right? Because if we just run it like just with default, you're just going to get the highest mean projected lineups, right? No correlation, no leverage. It's just all projection all the time and all mean projection, not ceiling, not different ranges of outcomes, not anything like that. And it's not going to care about what the rest of the contest is, what size of the contest, nothing. So essentially, anytime we talk about settings in lineup HQ, it's how do we build lineups and come across and even weed out lineups, build a whole bunch of them and get ones that are high projected, lower owned, more correlated, right? We're trying to find that sweet spot, that balance of the three levers. And this is like a blunter way of doing it. This is what optimizers do. Essentially, it's a dumb tool, right? It's dumb. It doesn't know what players are. It doesn't know what DFS is. All it knows is that it has this FPTS column, and it's going to try to get you as much of that number as possible within your constraints. And you're mentally putting in those constraints so you could build those lower-owned, high-upside lineups, right, for GPPs. Well, SimLabs, it does it for you. That's the purpose of this tool. If you want the ultimate amount of control that outside of actually physically hand building lineups, you'd use lineup HQ. Like if you know, just like we've done over the past multiple years in DFS, it's like, I'm going to build 150 lineups. I'm going to build 20 lineups and I'm going to sculpt together. I want 22% of this guy. I want 36% of that. I want a little bit less of that. I want any lineup that has Hopkins has Levis in it. Any lineup that has this guy, it doesn't have that guy. Any lineup with the defense doesn't have these two. Like, you could do all of that in lineup HQ. But the purpose of why you're doing that is you're trying to recreate the balance of those three levers. If you're using the Roto Grinders projections, which I think you should, click on that link in the description, become a premium member, get $10 off your first month. If you're using the Roto Grinders projections, SimLabs does all of that for you. So you shouldn't, when you enter SimLabs, you shouldn't be thinking of, how do I correlate lineups together? Well, it's we're simulating out the games. Correlation is going to naturally exist. How do I get lower owned lineups that have a higher ROI, have a higher EV because they're lower owned? Well, that's already factored in here as well. Right, it shows you all the ratings of all the levers in SimLabs. So if we wanted to go in and say, hey, based on our, we're playing large field. Like, I like playing the large field contest, TJ. So I'm going to click large field, and I like having wide variety of lineups. Right, let's say I'm playing 20 lineups in the large field contest. I don't mind having some weird players in it, some weird combinations. So I want the results range to be high. I want to see a lot of stuff. I don't want to have a very condensed player pool. So I'm going to put in 100, right? I'm going to play 20, but I just want to see 100. And then I'm going to go to the advanced tab and go, well, correlation is a lot of this stuff is already taken care of for me. But I want to focus a little bit more on lower owned lineups, very low ownership weight, a little bit higher ceiling lineups, right? I don't mind the correlation, medium, right? You could probably low based on these settings, right? There's no right way. It's just like, what types of lineups am I willing to play? So it's like projection weight, I don't care that much about because I'm simulating out all the games. So it doesn't necessarily matter. So this is not going to focus that much on mean projection, which means the outputs that I'm going to get here are going to be much different than the outputs that I'm going to get in lineup HQ because I'm not tied to this mean fantasy point number. Right? It's already being taken care of for me, right? It's going to care about it a little bit. I still want a high enough mean projection that I'm not sitting there, never cashing because I'm playing way too weird of a lineup. So I'm going in here. So I'm going to just put in that, right? This is how simple this could be, right? And the lineups that rate well based on all of these should be good lineups. Now, good is in the eye of the beholder, right? You could build probably hundreds upon hundreds of lineups that are about as good as one another, and they look completely different than each other. I've said this multiple times on shows that this is a lineup that has Steelers. This is the lineup that has Titans, but it's like their EV gets realized in different ways. And by the end of it, you simulate this out a million times, you end up with about the same amount of money, right? So both lineups could still be equal to each other. So I'm going to click on 100. Just show me. They show me based on, you know, I didn't have to put in any customizations. What players do I want to play or anything? It's going to go through thousands of lineups and give me my custom ratings for all of this. TJ, have you played around much with SimLabs this first week?
Yeah, I did it for the first time on Monday Night Football, and it was just, it's wild how quick and interesting you can come up with this stuff. I'm curious to see kind of how you go about it. Do you ever, when you're doing this, do you ever, because how I did for my 20 entry max, I picked what captain I wanted to have, and then maybe one player that I wanted to ensure that I had with those captain, because I'm only playing 20 lineups, so I want to make sure, like, I like this guy and I like this guy, so I want to make sure I have them in a lot. And I would do 20 to 50 to 100 with that setting in addition to all of this stuff. And then I would pick my favorite five or the five with the highest SimLabs rating. And those would be the five that I would use for that captain. And then I would just my captain and my flex, and I would do it again with somebody else. Is that something that you would do as well, or you just kind of you don't enter the player stuff, let the Sims do all the work, and then pick your favorites from there?
Well, it depends on that's to me. I view that more as a diversification question. Mm-hmm. Like if I play 20 lineups, I don't mind. There's sometimes I don't mind having 15 of the same captain. Sometimes I want a little bit of. Seems like on this slate, like we said before, from a strategic standpoint, I think there are many possible captains. So maybe on this slate, if I were to play 20 lineups, I prefer to not select which ones I play and just go, I want to play a whole bunch of different captains. But if I did have if it was the type of slate where if I look through the Sims and I go, DeAndre Hopkins isn't coming up that much, right? We take a look here at our simulation output, right? Which is tied to it. That DeAndre Hopkins is like the most overowned player on the slate at the captain spot based on our ownership. So maybe it's the type of thing where in order to take advantage of that exploitatively, that I exclude and I just don't. I'll play 20 lineups with a whole bunch of different captains, but not DeAndre Hopkins. Yes, are there DeAndre Hopkins captain lineups that are plus EV? Sure, but I'd rather be a little bit more exploitative and I'll take on the risk, right? That's why I said it's a more of a diversification question for me. So I'll look, I can look through these 100 and just get rid of the, right? You could do this. You could go through and go, is there any lineup that I don't want? I don't like for whatever the hell reason. If you exit out, if I'm like, no, I don't want this lineup, it'll just replace the lineup with a new lineup that fits the parameters, right? I could just go that, remove and replace.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Removing the replace, come on. Right, and there you go. It replaced it, right? And
yeah,
fit in exactly. With the sim rating right here. I mean, So even if you're building 20 lineups, like I could build 100 and then save the 20 that I want. Yeah. Or I could build 20 and just get rid of ones and it'll just give me a new one. And so we could do this again. Let's say we use the example that I just said, right? So let's go to settings, right?
I'm going
to
You can exclude. Tell with these two. You know what I love with all of these lineups? And this is something we've talked on about a lot of these Thursday night shows and how the most Thursday morning shows, sorry, the most things that the thing that matters most to me in my showdown lineups is telling a story. Like, does this lineup make sense? If Tennessee wins in a blowout and Pittsburgh does this and this, does that make sense in my lineup? All of these lineups do. Some of them are very like, they don't have to be fully correlated. They just have to tell some type of story, and all of these lineups do. And that's not something you get just through a regular optimizer. And it kind of, that's the sum total of all the aspects that you described when describing the Sim Labs. But it's kind of really nice to see when you, to see the finished product look exactly like you're hoping for it to look.
And the ones that don't look like they think you look, I mean, these are come from game play-by-play simulation. So it's like a game played out in a legitimate way that this lineup has this chance with the projection. You see all these bars here that have weight. These are based on your weightings that you've done in advance. So like if I go, you may find lineups that, like here's a lineup, top 100. So for instance, this lineup right here, if you were to classify it, it's a lineup that has a pretty decent projection, decent ownership, it decent in the money, decent sim rate, but it doesn't come in the top 100 as often as other lineups. So if you were to like classify this lineup would be like, a lot of its equity comes from cashing, right? But not winning first place. But it cashes enough that its sim rating of 78.47 is equivalent to like a lot. This here's a lineup at 77.43 sim rating. And these ratings are based around what you put in advanced, right? So it's your custom sim rating. So there's no such thing as like you go to the tool and go, give me the top 20 lineups with to just take your hands off. No, everyone's not going to get the same 20 lineups. Right, the lineups are close to each other. It's all based on your weightings and also what your results range is. If you do single entry very low and keep your rating to like, and you set the advance to make it like 100% projection, you're going to get the top 20 mean projected. You're essentially literally going to get the top 100. If I went to lineup HQ and said, give me the top 20 lineups based on mean projection, they should match. Right. So that's essentially what you're doing with the advanced tab. So here's 20. I put in, I excluded DeAndre Hopkins at captain. And then I go through, I go here and I go, okay, let me take a look. Let me take a look at these 20. I could even look at the exposures of the 20. Right. So I could see here, just like in lineup HQ, like how much do I have of someone? Let's say we look down here. We talked about Treylon Burks. And you're like, maybe I want to have more Treylon Burks. Right? There are lineups that are very similar in rating to these 20 lineups that contain Treylon Burks. So I want more of them. Do I have to go through and X out the ones without? Or you would think it's like, oh, let me find ones that aren't Burks and let me click on the X until I get Burks lineups. I could go to the exposures tab and just hit the plus or minus.
It's right? My favorite part.
Right. So I go to Treylon Burks. I press the plus button. So now it should go 110%. So it automatically got rid of one of the non-Treylon Burks lineups and replaced it, right, with a similarly rated Treylon Burks lineup, right? So you can see you're 20 out of 20 down here. This lineup doesn't look very good at all from a projection standpoint. So maybe you get rid of this. You go, okay, I want to see a different lineup. And there, okay, that's a little bit better, right? So you can go through here, and let's say I don't want as much Derrick Henry, right? Derrick Henry in the captain. Maybe I don't want Derrick Henry in the captain. Maybe I want less of him in the captain. I could just click on minus, right? Right. I could click on, I want less of Jaylen Warren, right? Click on that. I got rid of one lineup. I want even less of him, right? And it keeps on going. And then you could look through and you could go, okay, here's a lineup that, you know, the sim weight is pretty good, but it doesn't cash that much. These red bars here kind of doesn't fit kind of with what I'm going with. So I could get rid of this is a Jaylen Warren captain lineup. I could just get rid of that one and replace it with another one, right? It tries to replace it with a similar lineup, right? Get rid of that. I'm constantly getting the same one back, right? So you could go through and you could do all this until you get, and now I have 22 lineups because the lineups got duplicated. Remember, this is also a beta, right? So sometimes there's little bugs like that kind of show up. If you do too much of this, sometimes, you know, the one lineup comes back and it doesn't get rid of another lineup because you did it too quickly. So there are some little bitty bugs in this. But this is essentially, TJ, what I would do. Like, I would look and I go, okay, let me take a look. What captains do I have? Right? But you could do it your way also. You could do it. I'll build 20 with one captain, build 20 with another captain, build 20 with another captain. Maybe you decide that you Connor Hayward's too chalky. You don't want to play him in any lineup. Okay, so it'll conform to whatever it is that you want to do. But the lineups that you get that are rated well, based on your ratings, should be good, right? You don't have to worry about, like, how much projection do I give up for ownership? How much correlation do I really need on this slate? Like, the simulations take care of all of that for you. The whole point is to not enter bad lineups into contests. It's very similar to what I've said on the pregame show and on Roto Grinders today for years, that the name of the game in DFS is, where does the money come from? It comes from the people building very bad lineups. And that the pool of good lineups, there's a ton of them. And it's just a matter of getting more than your fair share by not playing the bad lineups. So if you're going to play lineups that are way too duplicated in Showdown, way too high owned, or way too low projected, like, those are the bad lineups. This sim tool, Sim Labs, helps you not create those bad lineups. And if you want your own manual control, it gives you just enough that, hey, you want to have lineups that are more correlated, less correlated, more projected, higher projected, that you could use it to your heart's desire. Now, obviously, in Showdown, there's only a limited amount of options, but this also applies to the main slate. So TJ, for the main slate, like, you could go, I'm going to take a look at all this lineup with this quarterback, right? Because that's like the captain spot.
That's what I'm going to be doing, is I'm going to make my own stacks, and then I'm going to find, like, all the lineups with it, and then pick my favorite five of them, put them into DraftKings lineup HQ, or put them into my CSV file, and then do it with the next quarterback. Take my time. That's how I'm going to do it this weekend.
Right. No, I literally showed that on Tuesday with Jimeno. I said, yeah. That if you already have in mind, like, what type of lineup you want to play, but you're not sure, right? You're like, I want to play this stack. I want to play this quarterback and these two receivers. And I'm not sure. Do I need a run back? Can I play this chalky running back in this lineup? Can I play this chalky defense? Because people are like, oh, I can't play a 30% on defense. Well, SimLabs will show that it'll wait all of that out for you. It's like the lineup with that stack that has the chalky defense probably has the 5% on running back. The one that has the 30% on running back in it probably has the 2% on defense. You don't have to think about any of that. You don't have to, like, well, this is 108% owned and this is 72% owned. It's like, it already handles that for you. So,
and if I'm putting in and if I'm putting in a couple receivers from that team, and it's probably going to have a run back on it, and it's like, that's what I'm most excited to do this weekend. And to me, really combines the best aspects of hand building and using an optimizer. It's the best of both worlds put into one thing.
Right. This is not something that I don't play 150 lineups. Why do I need this? This is a good research tool. Like, yeah. Dude, let's say you're just playing one lineup. I mean, let's say, for example, we're going to use tonight's slate. You're playing single entry, right? Right. Very low results range. You want to play very, very condensed, right? You don't care about having a DeAndre Hopkins captain or not, or whatever. You could just come here and go, okay, let's set the defaults back, right? We prioritize simulation weight very high, right? I'll put that on high. Simulation weight high, projection weight high, right? Other than that, we don't care, right? Upside, nothing. Nothing else matters as much. A simulation weight and projection weight. You're building one lineup, right? So I'm going to put that in. I'm just going to press. Give me 20 lineups. Give me, dude, not even. We'll make it even simpler. Give me 5 lineups, right? Or 6. It looks good with 6. It looks because that's the grid. The grid there. It makes it look better, right? So I just go, give me 6 lineups. Look how quick this is, first off, right?
I have a question. While we wait, I have a question for you because strictly based on that, do you make sure your entry fees have like a nice round number or do you care?
I've been one to kind of, I don't like $891. It's like, let me find a $4 contest to just throw this in just so it's $8.95.
Yes. Or $9. Yes,
okay. Yeah. To yeah. Make I'm, a 900. I'm kind of OCD type of thing. Yes.
I do the exact same thing. And so as soon as you said that, let's make it 6. That was exactly something I would do. So I was like, all right, you do the same thing with your entry fees, don't you?
Right. Cause it's like, oh no, it's a grid of a 3x3 grid. So it looks better to have 3s and 9s and 12s and 15s than have 5 because it'll just leave 2 kind of in the middle. Right. But here's 6 lineups. Right. So I literally we're using the RotoGrinders projections and ownership and everything. So it's just here. And here's the highest rated lineups based on that criteria. And you could look through and you go, okay, I'm playing one lineup and here's the 6 lineups. And maybe you look and you go, yeah, this is too weird of a lineup for me, even though it's the highest rated one in this little 6 set. Like, you don't have to play it, right? But it'll show you. It's like Deontay, Najee Harris in the captain? Are you kidding me? He sucks, right? You can say that to yourself and go, I don't want to play these lineups, right?
Full disclosure, I will be using the exclude Najee Harris feature in all of my lineups today.
but this is what I mean. Like, and then you go here. It's Deontay Johnson, Pickett, Pickens, Levis, Spears, Burks. This looks pretty good, right? And you go, okay, this is the lineup that I play. It's part of the 6 set, right? Or you could get rid of it. Go, oh, I don't want to see Najee Harris lineups. Okay, here's another Deontay Johnson lineup for you, right? Here's Johnson, Hopkins, Levis, Pickett, Warren, Phillips, right? So, like, even if you're playing single entry, like, you small field stuff, you could just go here and show me 6 lineups. Show me 60 lineups. Show me 100 lineups. And then find the one. You go, okay, based on these ratings, this lineup ain't bad. Let me play it. It leaves 600 on the table. Projects to 75.18 from a mean perspective. That seems pretty good. And there you go. Very easy. You don't have to fool around with, like, all the settings on Lineup HQ and all that, you know. You don't have to set exposure. You don't have to set anything. All of that stuff is already handled. If you want more flexibility, obviously Lineup HQ is more built for you. But really the options here are meant to be to make it this easy to find lineups that do work together based on our play-by-play game player-based simulations as well as the contest simulation. Simulating the contest that you're going to be playing over and over with all the other lineups that are going to be played in the contest. We approximate all of them. So just going here, like, you literally, there's no reason. Try it out tonight. RotoGrinders.com/SimLabs. Play one lineup. If you weren't planning on playing Showdown tonight, go. Pick a lineup. Go. Go here. Play around with it. Pick a couple of lineups and have fun. Right? One of the keys of this tool is it does a lot of the work for you so you could just have fun. And some people aren't like me, TJ. Maybe they're not like you. I'm greedy. I'm in it to make the money, right? I don't care about playing. I'll play Najee Harris and the captain if no one else is going to do it, right? If that's more profitable long-term to do so. But if you're just trying to get a sweat, you know, you're playing DFS more for entertainment, and you're like, I don't want to go through the work of in order to compete with all of these pros, playing their 150 lineups and everything like that. I have all the time in the world. Like, I don't want to have to look through projections and ownership and do all of this game theory work. Well, we do it for you. Go here, pick a lineup. It's going to be a competitive lineup no matter what you do. So feel free to use the tool. And then TJ, you got... If you, for the greedy people, you got a PrizePicks article coming out, right?
Yes, sir. I got not one, but two Prize Picks articles coming out today. I have, now that the NBA has begun, I got a nice filled schedule. So I'll be on the Thursday Night Football expert survey as well. I'm going to start writing that immediately after this. And then I'll be hopping on to the NFL Prize Picks article, followed by my new NBA Prize Picks article. We've really been cooking with those. I don't think we've gotten more than one wrong on any of the NBA Prize Picks articles so far. So those ones have been popping as well. And so I'll be doing an NFL and NBA Prize Picks article, as well as the expert survey. Friday, I got nothing. Wednesdays and Fridays off. I'm just chilling. But then Saturday, we got a Prize Picks article for NBA, DraftKings and FanDuel lineup advice for NBA, and Sunday, Prize Picks article for NFL and an expert survey for NBA and NFL in there as well. So lots and lots. I love coming on for these Thursday shows with you because I always have just like 8 articles coming out in the next 4 days.
How do you handle the NBA Prize Picks stuff when, I mean, yesterday, like the prop stuff, a lot of times I'm doing a lot of props earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten to the point, I know it's only a week into the NBA season. I've gotten to the point where if anyone on a team is on the injury report with a Q tag, I'm just going to ignore the props for this. Like, this is a team that I'll wait until later in order to decide what to do. Then it's like yesterday was nuts. I mean, how do you take any of the Pacers props with Halliburton questionable? How do you take any of the Mavericks props with Kyrie Irving questionable? And these are ones where it's like, I don't even know the glean of what, which way this is even going to go. So how do you handle, you know, you're going to come out with this Prize Picks article, right? You're going to have these, you know, these picks. We have a prop model here that's obviously updated, you know, every time, you know, projections change because of these situations. How do you handle that? Like, you have an article. Here's 5 things. Do you just avoid those situations also?
Sometimes if I don't have a lean on something, I will avoid the situation. If there's something like I've been following the practice reports and somebody's listed as questionable, but he's been playing, he practiced fully the day before. I think he's going to play. I'll keep that into account. But more often when I'll capitalize on it is when we'll see somebody didn't practice yesterday. I don't think they're going to play, but they're still listed as questionable. And so their teammates still have some picks there. I'll find ones, and I'll factor this in a lot more with NBA than NFL, is I'll find ones that I think are fine if the guy plays, but then are absolutely smashes if they don't. So even if he plays, it's not like my whole card is ruined. It's still got a maybe 50% chance of hitting, but that'll be a 75% chance if that guy is out. And so I'll try and include those in there, but still do the same thing looking at this as well as using our Chrome extension. So I have the RotoGrinders projections there. I'll find my differences. But the other thing that works very, very well with them is I'll give a shout out to our guy, Alan Lem, who does the socials for RotoGrinders. He's really great at getting it out really quickly. And so typically I'll write the article, all the lines that I have in the middle of the day, especially if they don't involve the injury news, people are able to jump on them really quickly because he gets it out basically right after I'm done writing it. And so while some things will change and you'll have to infer based on like, okay, this was like this, but now this changed, how does that affect it? For the most part, there's still a couple good hours that you can jump on those lines without anything changing because he gets it out so quick.
You could also use our Pick'em tool here for Prize Picks and Underdog for NBA, NFL, NHL, not MLB anymore. MLB is over. That goes along with the Chrome extension. So if you're using the RotoGrinders projections, if you're a premium member, click on that link in the description, get $10 off your first month. You'll get all this. So you could go to the table and go, based on the RotoGrinders projections, what is the win percentages? I mean, you're typically looking for a 5 pick, you know, 55% plus, and it'll show you. It'll assemble all of that for you, right? You could go to the prop model also if you're betting on props. This is part of our props and pick'em package. So even if you're not playing DFS, if you decided I've had enough of DFS, I don't want to play anyone in the captain spot, I'm done with the main slug. If you don't want to be a complete premium member here at RotoGrinders and just want our projections, our props, and our pick'em, there's a separate package just for that. That's a bit cheaper. But I would suggest just being a full-on combo premium member. Be part of our Discord, rotogrinders.com/Discord, and you get all of it. And this is stuff that I use. I always want to highlight that. You know, I sound like a, you know, salesman most of the time. Like, oh, you can get this. Here, come get that. Hey, here's this used car type of thing. It's like, I use the NHL projections here at RotoGrinders, and I don't really know anything about NHL. And I just load them up. I will literally load them up after the show, go to the top 20, and then just bet on all of them. And that's it. And then I close, and then I close the tab, and I get on with my life. Then you know what happens? Most of the time, I wake up the next day and go, oh, I made money on NHL props.
Exactly. That's what I was hoping.
I didn't have to know anything. I don't have to know anything. It's just like, okay, Dane Moneyball, he does the projections. Give it to me. I do that at NBA. That's why the whole thing with the props of like, oh God, there's a questionable guy. And I have to think, am I going to be around at like 6:30 to know who's and to grab some props then? If the answer is no, I had a wrestling show yesterday. It's like, I'm not going to be here. So it's like any team that has a Q tag, that doesn't matter. Maybe there's an edge there. Maybe there's not. I ain't dealing with it. I'll go with the teams that have no one on the injury report. And you know what, TJ? Sometimes you do that, and the guy still ends up being out, right? The guy that's not even on the injury report. It's like, oh, yeah, this guy ain't playing today. It's like, and then you look at your props and you go, well, that sucks. I better get lucky because I have the unders on three of these guys in the game that are now, their projections are going to go up like by like 20-25%. I'm like, get in foul trouble, please.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what I did the last two nights. I found out there's a website called Sports Interaction that RotoGrinders had a promo thing for on that actually works where I am here in Saskatchewan. And so I signed up for a bonus entry, like a bonus whatever it is deposit match over there, and I just plugged in everything on like the high odds things on our prop models. I went over to Score and Odds, plugged in all the picks from there. Money was and I didn't even look at it until the next day. Money was doubled, and so I did the same thing yesterday, but I made my own like user personal error. I did a bunch of like parlay type things in addition to it, and accidentally just included LaMelo Ball on all of them. I meant to have him as like one of the guys mixing in, and I accidentally just had him on all of them.
So you left him. They probably have some like left and bet slip function.
Yeah, and I kept him in
the top, and then you kept on. Yeah, that's user error.
And so I figure that was me learning from my mistakes, and we'll pay attention to that after. But oh, I picked over 19.5, and he finished with 19, and it just brought every single card down.
I think I had LaMelo Ball's under 8.5 assists yesterday. I think he only had 8, I think. See, this is the thing. This is the thing, TJ. Like, but when people don't realize when it comes to props, at least for me, I bet in volume. I don't bet, you know, I don't like handcraft my like here are the 3 to 5 props. It's like tonight, there's NHL, there's 4 NBA games, there's some NHL games, there's a whole bunch of NHL games. We got college football coming up, NFL stuff like. I'm today alone from that includes Sunday's NFL contests. I may input somewhere between 400 or 500 prop bets. Right. So like, it's very hard for when you say it's like, oh, LaMelo Ball didn't hit or anything like that. A lot of times I'm not even aware of what I won or what I lost. Like I'll kind of scroll through the morning after or the night of and go, oh, what did I hit? What did went go well? But a lot of times it's just like, if you ask me at 8 o'clock at night, what are you rooting for? I'm going, I think I have some Celtics over. So like, I know that like if the Celtics do well, I probably did well. Like some bare basic stuff like that. But for the most part, I just take our numbers and I just bet them across the board, get the best price at the best book, you know, the best number. And, you know, I tweeted out yesterday, my first month, TJ. I show my process. I show what I'm betting like $20, $30 a prop. You know, like I'm not betting big time, but I'm betting in volume. So my first month, I have it tracked on Pickett, over $15,000 in profit. That seems pretty good. You'll take it, right?
Absolutely.
It's not going to be sustainable like that because of all the bonuses and boosts. Eventually, they're going to stop giving me bonuses and boosts to use that, increase.
Yeah,
you know,
when
you get a 50% profit boost on numbers that are already like a 24% edge, like it's kind of hard not to win.
That's why as more of these places come available in Canada and here, all you have to do is just start staking me and I'll use all of the boosts and do the exact same thing.
Oh, you'll be my first account. Right. Get partners and everything. And yeah, but why would you even give it to me? Because you're basically, it's like, why are you giving me anything?
I'm using out the capital. All of my capital is in this house and in this room behind me.
You got to sell some of that stuff. You're a mute. Or disconnected. Right, that's what happened. Disconnected the microphone, trying to show me all your stuff that you probably should be selling.
Yeah. Disconnected. I don't know if it's back or if I'm on my AirPods.
Yeah, you're
now.
Good.
How do I sound?
You're good.
Okay. It did do the AirPods, but we're there's not much left in the show. We'll figure that out at a later date. I was trying to show off, and I disconnected the mic. But yeah, that's the plan. You got to do the stake, and because I put maybe too much money into this house, and these mortgage payments are a little crazy.
Welcome to adult life.
Right. And now there's a baby on the way. I'm withdrawing from these accounts weekly because I need to just like take it out and put it into bills.
Welcome to being an adult. When you get to my age, you'll realize it's like, yeah, the kid is good, but boy. Expensive as hell.
Yeah. No, exactly. That's, we're probably going to stick with one. It's going to be a max two, and probably just sticking with one because of exactly that.
So basically, even in life, you're the single entry. That's it.
Yeah, single entry player in life. Definitely not 150 maxing in real life.
Okay, TJ, you can find on Twitter, the X or whatever you want to call it, as well as in our Discord. Plenty of Prize Picks articles and other content coming out from him today, tomorrow, over the weekend. We got crunch time for NBA tonight, as well as the pre-lock show for Thursday night football. So check that out. Hit that notification bell. You'll always know when we go live here. Hit the subscribe button if you're new here. Hit the thummy thumbs on your way out the door, and I'll see you tomorrow. We'll be looking at DFS GPP strategy for the Sunday main week 9 slate with Squirrel Patrol. All right, we'll take a look at some stacks, some team stacks. We'll take a look at Sim Labs also. So tune in tomorrow as I'm here, you know, weekdays, 11 o'clock Eastern, talking about all things you're thinking about. And Daily Fantasy, props and pick 'em on Roto Grinders today.